This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
B. Mitch Finley brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you. And, of course, it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We're keeping Ask B. Mitch going. I asked him a question just before the break. B, you can only have one for the rest of your life, fruits or veggies?
I'm going to go with the vegetables, dog. I like a lot of vegetables.
Me too. I
eat fruit, but if you cook it, I hate it. Once they change the texture of it, I can't stand it. But collard greens, mustard greens, cabbage, you could do some tomatoes.
Green beans.
Green beans. You know,
broccoli.
I'm a green bean.
Brussels sprouts. I like carrots.
Yeah.
I like zucchini.
There's tons
eggplant.
Of things that, like
salads?
Vegetables that I love.
You're just never going to eat a salad for the rest of your life? I think it's vegetables, man.
But like fruits, I mean, I love fruits. They're sweet, but I'd give much more run out of a vegetable.
I love fruit, but vegetables I think I have to have. But you don't like cooked fruit. I love cooked fruit. I love pie. I love all of
them. I'm a texture guy, bro.
Apple tart.
Once something gets all soft, don't want it.
B-Mitch doesn't like it soft, Landfill. All right, Vinny is in Seat Pleasant. Phone lines remain open.
You know what? You need help.
800-636-1067.
Your wife called you earlier and said, B-Mitch is right. B-Mitch is right again. You need help.
Vinny, you're up.
Can we get a pause before that, bro?
he needs something, hell.
What's good,
going
dude?
On, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What's up, brother? Hey, how you doing, man?
B-Mitch, I got to hook up on some cough drops, too, man. You saying, like, you was a little messed up going into the break there as well.
Nah, I didn't need no car drive. I went to talking, and you know, you go to talk, so you go to swallow it, went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, man. We got to get a pause on
take
that.
Take it easy,
too,
Jeff. Yeah,
hey,
damn.
Man. You know what? Let's be real. When you're a real man, you ain't got to pause up. When you question yourself, you got to pause it all the time.
You're right. My question to you is, if you could get and or have one type and brand of alcoholic beverage for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
One type and brand of alcoholic beverage. Give me some Weller 12-year Black Label. I could do that the rest of my life.
So it's you. That's the only booze you get, or you only get one
ever.
Type?
No, that's it. That's the only one you can drink.
I'll take that. That's a sipping drink. It makes me sip.
Man, that's a hard-ass question.
Because like those Tito's, I do too many of them too quick.
Yeah, they go fast.
But the other one made me sip.
What you got, JP? What you think? What you got,
Tito?
JP?
Tito's or Scotty's?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
certainly what goes down the most. I wonder, though, if I wouldn't pick a beer. Just because there's times where you just want to drink and you can't.
Yeah, but the beer gets you so full, like, sometimes.
Yeah, especially if that's the only thing you can drink for the rest of your life. I don't know. I don't know, Vinny. It's a good question, man. Thank you.
You know what I'm going to do, Vinny? I'm going to pick that all bourbon, right, then I'm going to get some friends with the other ones.
Yeah. We'll all just hang out.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
bro.
Buddy.
Talk to you later.
All right. Now, this dude, JR in Boston, called yesterday and was freaking out about the Caps. I said, yo, I think they're going to win tonight. Call back. He is called back. What's up, JR?
What's up, JR?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
It's nice. It is nice to see that the Caps prove me right. They played hard, and they played smart sometimes for about 9 minutes. But you can tell, the third period, they were to come out flat. What do they have, one shot in the first 10 minutes? They just, it's ridiculous. They cannot play a full 60 minutes ever. Even against Winnipeg, they played 58 minutes. But that second goal from Winnipeg, I'm like, guys, you easily could have had this game 2-1. But instead they go to overtime because for 2 minutes they stopped playing smart. That second goal should never have happened against Winnipeg last night. Three of those four goals should never happen. Tom Wilson back-checking into your own goalie, that's not smart. That's playing hard and playing dumb at the same time. I want to see 60 minutes of smart hockey, and they just don't do it.
You want 60 minutes of perfect hockey, you'll never see that. But the object of the game is to win the game. They won the game.
Shootout.
Yeah, but
still won the game.
They were up 4-2, and then they stopped playing sharp in the third period. They're like, all right, we'll leave the door open for you to come back. Instead of, like, the killer instinct, you know what? We're going to go out.
They were down 0-2.
Yeah, they were down 2-0.
And they came back, and they were up 4-2. They played some good hockey somewhere along the way, but I don't know anybody that plays 60 minutes of great, of perfect hockey.
JR, do your friends refer to you as a hater?
No. I'm just looking for quality, smart stuff.
Right.
Listen, I've been a Skins/, you know, whatever, Commanders fan forever, Bullets, Wizards, all the stuff, and I like to see, like, smart play. You're not going to do everything else. I mean, teams are good. They're going to make good goals and score. But, like, last night, the first goal, you got to give props to them. But, like, the other three, those should have never happened. Like, they were just someone, you know, missed the coverage, made a bad pass. They had 25 giveaways last night.
JR,
25 giveaways.
Landfill, the Caps last night.
It happens, man. I mean.
The Caps last night.
It certainly does.
They secured the one seed and might win the President's Trophy. How do you feel about JR's constant criticisms of the Washington Capitals, Professor?
Seems like he might be a little bit of a hater.
I think he's got some hater in him. Are you a Bruins fan? I don't know, man. I get what you're saying.
No.
You want them to be at their best.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yes, going into the playoffs, they need to play smarter and, you know, just better hockey.
All right, brother. Thank you.
That guy's kind of like...
God bless.
Peace. All right, man.
JP, remember a few seasons ago, whenever the Commanders would win, P. Mitch would come in angry on Monday?
Yeah.
That's kind of like this guy.
Like the Heineke years.
I was never... because...
Well,
No. See, you can't ever... You can't ever compare the Commanders when they were... When Heineken would go out there and do everything bad and have one little play. The Caps have been good all year. Okay? That's a total difference.
I agree.
You know, so what I'm saying is you can win a game and still have a lot of bad things going on. But this dude looking for perfect.
Right.
You're not going to get perfect.
Remember I made the – after Washington took Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick, and people just weren't so sure about the draft. And I made the reference of like, dog, Sydney Sweeney's inviting you to her hotel room. Don't worry about the mattress. You know what I mean? Just go. Like, this dude is picking faults on the Mona Lisa. Like, relax, man.
You're crazy.
Do you remember at the beginning of the year, there's that week window at the end of the preseason before the regular season starts, and everybody just decided in that period of time that Jaden Daniels was going to suck?
Yeah.
A lot of people
were they wrong.
They were wrong.
They were wrong as hell.
The Drake maniacs out there. Charles is in D.C. Chuck, ask B something.
Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Finley, how we doing, gentlemen?
We good, brother. How you doing, man?
Not too terribly bad. B. Mitch, I've been real curious about this. When NFL players get fined, what happens to the money that they collect?
It goes to a bunch of NFL charities. Owners have so many different charities that they choose for them to go to. I would think it should go to a charity of your choosing, and you get credit for it. But you don't get credit for it. They get credit for it.
That would make sense. That would make sense. So the owners get paid some money, basically coming back to the owners, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
They know what they're doing.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Thanks, dude. Take care.
Okay. All right.
That's Charles. I did want to shout out my boy Liam texted me this morning. So, B, yesterday.
Liam Cole?
No, different Liam.
Oh.
Yesterday, did you take Cleveland and the Braves? Or did White Brian, did you have the Braves yesterday?
I had the Phillies, landfill at the Braves.
Okay. So, my boy Liam, last night, I picked the Caps. I thought you took Cleveland with the points. And somebody took the Braves. He put in the B. Mitchell Finley parlay. $10 won him $78.
Look at that, man. I took Cleveland in the points.
That is much better than Rooster hitting a future that netted him $6.
He came talk to me yesterday. And he was trying to explain. I said, Rooster, don't explain to me. You put in that type of future, you put a dollar on it.
Yeah, just make it $5.
If you think you're going to lose, don't bet.
Let's go to Rick in D.C. What up, Rick?
What's up, man? How y'all doing today?
We're good, brother. What's happening?
Hey, Brian, you being a former NFL player, who past and present are you a fan of?
Past and present. Okay, past, I've always been a big fan of Tony Dorsett, Lawrence Taylor. I was a huge fan of Warren Moon.
Okay.
I loved Terry Bradshaw because he was from Louisiana and he was normally saying something crazy. So I love that. Right now, but I got more. Like I said, this is just like the golf question, is who pops in your head first? Right now, I love watching Terry McLaurin play. I used to absolutely love watching Aaron Donald play. John Taylor was a big one because he had people scared just because he was on the field. So I love that intimidation factor. I love Bobby Wagner.
I love Von Miller.
I like Saquon.
When Von Miller was young on the Broncos.
Von Miller coming off the edge. Saquon is absolutely a nuts. He's nuts, though. He can play. But I can go through a bunch of different quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes.
I loved Randy Moss. Them cats Randy been running Moss, like Randy Moss.
Jerry Rice.
Sure.
You know, I can start naming a ton of people, but it's not like one or two of them.
I like
watching different, like some games, I don't even look at the offensive guys. I look at them, but defensive guys.
LaDainian could play, man.
LaDainian Thompson was the truth.
You know who I love? This is kind of random, not the same category of players we've been discussing. Remember Malik Hooker before he got injured early in his Colts career?
Yeah.
He was a baller. Yeah. Thanks, dude. That was a good call. That was a rousing edition of Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Was it?
I enjoyed it. Did you not?
Yes.
All right.
I enjoy all of them.
Masters update when we return. B. Mitch and Finley about done. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.